listening to theoutdoorstation.co.uk.
Hallo, hallo, hallo.
Herzlich willkommen in Friedrichshafen.
Hello and welcome to the second in the podcast series recorded at the 2008 Outdoor Trade Show at Friedrichshafen, Europe's largest gathering of manufacturers, distributors and designers, totally focused on the outdoor industry. If gear, technology and clothing is your big thing, then this is the place to be, to see what is being launched or worked on for 2009 release. Rose, I and Roman spent several days meeting and greeting and chatting with old and new contacts to discover more about the products we will all be seeing on the shelves in the very near future. In this podcast, we focus mainly on clothing. I catch up with Emily Cooper from Silk Body on the ever-expanding range. Roman talks new products with Chloe Moore from Icebreaker, and I get a greater understanding of Primaloft with Tom Mendel. But first, Roman talks with Neil McCady from RAM, where a new event jacket caught his eye.
I'm here at the RAP booth, standing here together with Neil McCady from RAP. He's a sales manager for the UK, and he will talk about a new jacket to be released in 2009. It's a Momentum rain jacket, but he will tell us a little bit more about the features. Neil, over to you.
Okay, thank you. This is now our lightest rain shell using event fabric. It's designed for climbing, but could also be used for running, so adventure races or mountain marathons. And backpackers could use it as well, because it only weighs 340 grams in a size large. It has two pockets on the outside, and a hood that's big enough to go over a climbing helmet, but you can also adjust the hood so that it will fit over your head without a helmet on as well. Waterproof zips on the front, and a good length at the back of the jacket. There's quite a difference between the front and the back, so a good differential there. We have a very lightweight face fabric, but all the benefits of a three-layer membrane event technology, which means that it's fully waterproof. It's our most breathable shell, and it should outlast other lightweight jackets because of its three-layer construction. It comes in three colours. It comes in red, a sort of green colour called pois, which is French for mushy pea, and a colour called beluga, which actually means light black. And in the UK, it will retail for £160 and be available from March 2009.
Okay. Thank you very much. What would be of interest to me is a lot of companies now come out with relatively lightweight jackets, let's say, as one example, Hackloffs with their Limb series. So from your point of view, what sets your product apart from those of the competitions?
Yeah, it's possible to get jackets that are 30 or 40 grams lighter. The difference is in the technology of the fabric. Using event fabric, we have a jacket that is much more breathable in all conditions, and therefore more comfortable for the user. And that's the main difference. You can get a lighter jacket, but it will not give you the same comfort and protection. There's also a few grams more weight in our hood because it's a fully protective hood, which will go over the climbing helmet and fully protect the sides of your face. So, yes, you can save a few grams elsewhere, but it comes at a compromise both in comfort, breathability and in protection.
Thank you very much. That was a lot of good information, and I wish you all the success for 2009.
Thank you.
I'm sure we've all seen the adverts for Primaloft and have been told about its fantastic insulation and water-resistance properties. At the show, they had a stand, and Tom Mendel kindly took a few moments to take us through the facts and demonstrate very effectively just why so many clothing manufacturers sought to include it within their garments.
Primaloft was developed in the 80s in the U.S. We are a division of a company called Albany International. Albany International is a large industrial textile company. We had done a number of projects for the U.S. Department of Defense. They were looking for a replacement for down, because down is wonderful, but when it gets wet, it stays wet, and the soldiers needed something that was going to perform better. So PrimaLoft was developed using microfibers, and it's a patented process to make these microfibers and to process them into a batting.
Is it the same fibers, the technology you're using at the moment, the same as you were using when you first started, or has it all developed and grown?
It's evolved. I mean, the original microfibers are close to what we're using now, but actually in this past year, we found a new fiber. The product is a blending of multiple fibers, five or six different fibers. We found a new fiber that's actually sort of convex in shape, and so it helps build a little more bulk and loft into the product. And so it's about 15% loftier than it was a year ago.
Okay. Now, as we were just discussing, when you speak to somebody about clothing and it's using PrimaLoft, it's used like a general statement saying it will keep you warm when wet. But I've always wondered exactly how warm and how wet. Can you sort of explain that at all?
Sure. When down gets wet, it just totally collapses. Polyester is naturally hydrophobic, meaning it doesn't like water, and then we treat it to make it even more hydrophobic. So if you were to fall into a river, for example, and you were in a down jacket and you were in a PrimaLoft jacket, the down jacket would just collapse and it would take days to dry, if that, depending on where you are. Where in the PrimaLoft jacket, depending on how wet it got, depending on the environment you're in, it can dry very quickly, but it will still keep you warm even though it's wet, because again, it doesn't absorb water the way down does. So there will still be some loft there, and as it dries, the loft will go back to what it once was.
The product you've got in front of me here now, this is very, very fine fiber in its matting form. How can we sort of see that work?
Well, I mean, it's funny. There's something we call the PrimaLoft challenge, and so what we do is we take, and then there's one of your colleagues. May I use her, please?
Yes. Would you be a volunteer?
I'll certainly be a volunteer.
All right. Now close your eyes. Put your hands out and close your eyes. I know you just met me, but you can trust me, even though I'm an American. So I'm going to put this in one of your hands, and so it's in your hand right now, and
I can't feel anything. Are you sure you put it there?
And that's the reaction everybody has. It's because it's 90% air, and
okay.
As I said, that's the secret to PrimaLoft with the microfibers. It traps. It has millions and millions of air pockets, and so you can't feel it. But what you might start to feel is a little bit of warmth reflecting back into your hand.
So you need me to tell you now, which I think.
Yes, which hand? Your eyes are still closed,
and
I haven't done anything to you. So.
Well, I would go with this hand.
All right, so you can open your eyes now.
Oh. Oh yeah.
And then let me put this against your cheek so you can see.
Oh, it's really
warm.
Warmth.
Yeah.
It is.
So that's how insulation basically works. Is it reflects heat back into your into your body and traps the air the warmth that you have.
That's brilliant.
We talked a little bit about the water resistance of PrimaLoft and how that's an advantage versus down. And we have a little demonstration here. You can see this plastic cup. I've filled it with water. And I take the same swatch that that I put into your hand. I'm going to take and put it over. The cup is in two halves. I'm taking it and putting it over half the cup and then screwing in the top. And then if you turn it over, you can see that the water stays above the PrimaLoft and doesn't go down to the lower chamber.
It's not dripping through in the slightest, is it?
No, and it's not to say that the PrimaLoft is waterproof, but it's to show you that it is water resistant. And if I were to turn it over and unscrew it, after the water being on there, and then you can see that it didn't absorb any of the water.
Yeah, there's just a tiny bit of moisture on the outside, but it's definitely on the outside, isn't it? There's nothing come through to the other side at all.
And so that just shows you that, it does absorb water and it dries quickly, and that's the secret to staying warm.
Does PrimaLoft come in different densities? Do you have different sort of uses? Is there like a level of product?
There are a few different products that we have. First of all, they come in different weights from 40 gram. 60 gram, 100 gram, 133 gram, 170 gram, and 200 grams. And the way you measure that is you would cut a square meter of the product and weigh it. And if it weighs 40 grams, it'd be 40 grams per square meter. And that's how, so that's the lightest product that we have. And depending on what you need, I mean, if you are, you know, if you are a runner and you're running in the wintertime and you need a little bit of insulation, you know, there are companies that use the product to make a very thin layer to just to help, you know, keep a little bit of warmth in. You know, if you are climbing in the Himalaya, you're going to need more weight, and that's when you go up to maybe to the 200 gram. And if you're dealing with sleeping bags, sometimes they'll do a number of layers of the different weights to get what you need. So it just depends on the use.
Can you in the manufacturing of clothing, can you stitch through this? Can you sew through it, or does it have to be kept sort of lofted all the time?
No, actually, you need to, just like with down, you need to stitch through some of it because it keeps it in place. As you can imagine, when you've got very lightweight shell fabrics and lightweight products, it could shift. So it has to be quilted, as we call it, to a certain degree. And you can do that many ways. You can quilt it in advance with a machine, or you can quilt it when you're actually sewing through the shell fabric.
And where's the marketplace? Where have you seen it go over the last few years, and where do you think it's sort of going now? Because there's a bit of a change in sort of people's sort of aspirations and use for outdoor clothing.
Yeah, I think, I mean, if you think about it in the old days, and now that I've hit 50, the old days are getting big, larger every day. A lot of people look like the Michelin Man. You know, you would wear a big, bulky down or maybe even synthetic jacket, and you'd either be, you know, too warm or too cold. And over the years, layering and wearing lighter weights of products and combining them have actually changed the way people dress for the outdoors to make them more comfortable and actually able to do more things and freer to, you know, unencumbered.
Mm. The PrimaLoft in sleeping bags is a relatively new thing, isn't it?
It's actually been used probably for 10 years, but we've just made some new developments to make it better for sleeping bags. The thing that I mentioned before, this new convection technology, it makes it bulkier, because the problem we had was PrimaLoft, since it's a microfiber, it tends to be thinner. And as we've, you know, as I said, the old days, everyone thought they had to have very, very thick sort of clothing to be warm. Over the years, with the new technologies, they realized they don't have to do that. So, but that was a problem. When someone would walk into a sleeping bag in a store, they would see a thinner bag and then compare it to a thicker bag and say, oh, there's no way that could keep us warmer. Well, that's changed, and people now understand that it doesn't, that bulk is certainly a measure, but not the only measure. And so, and also with our new enhanced product, it's keeping people warmer also.
Sure. The show here at Friedrichshafen, a lot of people, it's a really good meeting place for all different countries and people who are manufacturers and interested in new ranges, new lines of things. Have you noticed a change in direction where the interest is coming from at all for your product?
Well, I mean, you know, we were developed in the U.S., but, you know, as everyone is saying now, the world really is flat, and so technologies are going everywhere. So Europe is growing rapidly for us, Asia is growing rapidly for us, the South Pacific, Australia, New Zealand is growing for us, and so there are many, each country has a number of technical brands that need and want higher-end ingredients in their products.
What does 2009 and beyond look for you? Are you going to carry on doing the same type of thing?
Well, I mean, you know, PrimaLoft traditionally has been just an insulation company, and that's great, and we provide a very nice product, but it's very seasonal, and so we've been looking to spread the technology that we have. And it's funny, there is a gentleman named Ian Patterson, who is our director of production, and he's a Scotsman, and he's worked with wool quite a bit in the past. And 2 years ago, he had the idea of taking the PrimaLoft microfibers and blending it with merino wool to make a yarn.
Wow.
And so after a number of trials, we have now developed a yarn that's 50% merino wool, 50% PrimaLoft microfibers, and it has incredible performance advantages versus plain merino wool or plain polyester. It dries quickly. It's very soft. The Primo fibers are actually half the size of cashmere, and so when we make it into socks, when we make it into sweaters and hats and accessories, it is just a wonderfully comfortable performing product.
It has a really luxurious feel to it,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, so it really combines form and function, and a number of companies are sampling it now, and you're going to start to see it in the stores this fall in 2008.
Roman continued his day researching new products and pinning down manufacturers for more information. Here he talks to Chloe Moore from Icebreaker regarding the new technical changes to their base layer offerings.
So I'm currently at the booth of Icebreaker, and I'm going to talk to Chloe Moore, who is the sales representative for the UK for Icebreaker. And I'm going to talk about the Icebreaker GT 150 series, which they going to release in 2009. And it's actually quite a surprise to me that this line, it's not only lightweight, but it starts to incorporate artificial fibers. So it's 97% merino wool as usual, but 3% lycra. So how did you come about to add some artificial fibers to your clothing now?
Well, we launched the GT range last season, so that will be coming into store in the next month or so. So we launched the GT range for active, lightweight layering system, basically. And we did actually put lycra in the range purely for fit, 3% lycra in the range. It doesn't affect the breathability or the performance of the merino. It just offers a slightly tighter fit for performance activewear.
So it will not influence then all the basic benefits of the pure merino wool. So its pong resistance, its durability, etc., etc. It will have more or less no effect on the previous models you had with 100% merino then.
Absolutely, yeah, it won't affect any of the natural qualities of merino at all. It's 3% and it's literally just for fit reasons, not for anything else. The merino still breathes and it still has the no smell quality to it as well. So yeah.
So could it potentially have a positive effect that the shirts stay longer in shape when you actively wear them and wash them frequently when you are outdoors?
Well, merino itself is quite a lively fibre, so the actual fabric does move a little bit. The great thing about merino is that when you wash it, it comes straight back to its natural fit. The lycra in it isn't going to affect it. It will just literally keep a little bit of a snugger fit when you're wearing it. So it's a great thing, but it doesn't affect us. It's only 3%, so...
So in terms of construction, I saw that, you know, the front and the back is made of solid clothing, and the side have a kind of a vent knitting.
Yeah.
Is that unique to that series, or did you incorporate those things also in other series in your range?
We've had the eyelet fabric in the range for a while now, and it was literally for to make it look a little bit more technical, and also just for breathability qualities. So I think especially with Superfine, so our spring-summer range, the perception was that merino was fantastic for winter for insulation qualities, and it was quite an education process to get people to wear merino in the summer. And by putting some eyelet fabrics on it to make it look a little bit more breathable, it kind of just worked better in people's heads. So we've had the eyelet fabric in the range for a good 2.5 years now, but the 150 fabric we've got is brand new. I do believe we were the first people to do an eyelet fabric in merino as well, so we're quite lucky.
All right. In terms of probably increasing that portion of artificial fibers, do you have any plans to come up maybe at one time with a shirt of 60% merino, 40% lycra, or any other combinations right now?
No, I mean, we're pretty true to our word. You know, we love merino. We have flown the flag of 100% pure merino forever. It won't get any bigger than that. I think there's lots of evolution within the Icebreaker world, but I don't think it involves more lycra. 3% isn't going to affect the durability of the product. So now I think we'll just keep to where we're going. I know the GT range will probably grow with a few more insulation pieces, but at the moment the GT range and the 150 is going really, really well. So not at this stage, no.
All right. So talking about the range itself, I see you have more or less four basic versions: a Velocity Tank, Velocity Crew, Velocity Zip, and a Velocity Zip with long arms. Can you tell me a little bit about the weight of the different articles in that line?
Yeah, well, actually, all four of the articles are the same weight. So when we say GT 150, the 150 is the weight of the product. So there's 150 grams per meter squared within the garment. So basically, with Icebreaker, to make it simple, the lower the number, the cooler the product. The higher the number, the warmer the product will be. So 150 is our lightest fabric. We don't want to go much lighter than 150 for durability reasons. So 150 works very well. It also sits along nicely with our body fit range, so that we've got the body fit, our underwear system in 150, and then we start with our GT range in the 150 also. Obviously, we've just got four different styles: a tank, so for slightly more high adrenaline, high impact sports; a crew neck; a half zip, which is quite suitable for cycling; and also a long sleeve GT for cooler climbs, but you've still got the active fit and styling to it. The range has gone really, really well. We're really pleased with the success so far of selling.
So in terms of the weight of the garment itself, not the weight of the fabric, but the weight, let's say, of the Velocity Zip, for example, compared to the tank, do you have already any measurements on that one?
No, unfortunately, we don't have any measurements of the weight here at all. I mean, the great thing about Icebreaker is it is lightweight, it's tough, it's durable, and it's when you feel the actual product, you can just feel it's designed to be comfortable, breathable, and natural. So,
all right. So finally, when will this line hit the shops, and what will be the retail price on it?
In euros, the retail prices are starting from $54.95 for the tanks, going up to the long sleeve Velocity to $79.95 with the little zips and crew necks in between. And it's due to hit the shops February 1.
All right. Thank you very much.
2009.
Well, I assumed that one. Thanks very much for the interview, and good luck with the line.
Thank you very, very much.
New Zealand company Silkbody are certainly making headway in the UK. And as always with overseas manufacturers working with UK distributors, what is available versus what we actually see on the shelves is usually two very different stories. The stand was bright, breezy and inviting. So, of course, I went to catch up with Emily Cooper.
Once again in the busy halls, we go around and see familiar faces, one of which is Emily Cooper from Silkbody. Hi again, Emily.
Good to see you again,
Bob. You know I'm a fan. Been really using my Silkbody since we met last year, and certainly can talk about all the positive aspects of silk. But I'm glad to see that you've gone into underwear.
Yes. Well, due to popular demand, we have had a lot of men asking about silk underwear. So we now have, for our new summer range, a pair of 100% silk boxers with a fly. And I think they'll be flying out the door.
Yeah, literally. Well, they're very fashionable. They've got a very fashionable look to them. And also, having just felt the fabric, it's actually lighter than the tops that I've seen before.
It is a little bit lighter. The main base layer of fabric that we do that you've worn is 125 grams fabric weight. And this fabric is 110 grams, so a little bit lighter. And in the pure silk as well, is no question that it's going to be feeling very nice.
Definitely. Yes. I mean, always have been interested in underwear. The performance of it, though, even though it's lighter and so on, is always exactly the same. There's no change in its performance at all. Just its pure weight, is it?
Yeah, same properties. So absorbs 30% moisture without feeling damp. Dries quickly. Odor resistant. Fire resistant, if that's necessary, for boxes. Very fast drying. So it's has all the benefits of the other fabric that you're already familiar with.
Okay, and I presume it's got the same sort of percentage shrinkage as well, because that's one thing that that people refer to, is that sometimes the silk body is great, but you just got to just go slightly larger than you would do normally.
Yes, do allow for 5% shrinkage when you're buying.
Excellent.
And they go small to double XL size-wise.
What colours have you got planned? Because I see that one on there is a lovely sort of steely colour.
Yeah, that one we call khaki, and of course they'll also be available in black.
Oh, darling, you're talking my sort of language. Let's have a look at this other piece you were just telling me that story about, the one on the rack over here.
Yes, sure. Okay, so this is the pilot top. It's a new item which is not quite yet on the market, but will be soon. We actually developed it in conjunction with a hang glider pilot who is a big fan of Silkbody. He wears a cellular base layer and a balaclava, but he had a problem with a sort of gap around the neck. So we developed this item, which is a balaclava and top all in one. So it eliminates the neck gap issue.
Chill factor.
Yeah. And has an eye-opening and even has some holes to put your sunglasses through.
Okay, so presumably a guy like this is going from extreme temperatures and he must be really sweaty at certain times as well, isn't he? Yeah?
Yeah, exactly. So he found that this was the only fabric after sort of years of hang gliding that could cope with the extremes of being on a very hot temperature on the ground, sort of 30 degrees, and then going up to, you know, 0 degrees, and sweating hard, you're working hard flying, and then coming back down 30 degrees again. It was the only thing where he felt comfortable and didn't get that sort of chill-off factor.
So it wicked away all the moisture and kept him comfortable all the way through the extremes.
Exactly, yeah.
Are you going to make this as a commercial piece then? Because I presume what motorcyclists might be interested in this.
Absolutely. No, we will definitely release it very soon. Probably it'll be definitely for winter 09. I can see applications for cyclists, motorcyclists, skiers.
Anyone that's got chill on the neck, really, that's working hard, I guess. It's very fashionable with the actual piping you've got in there as well. It's also an off-centre zip, isn't it?
Yes, the zip at the front is sort of asymmetrical, so it doesn't chafe on the mouth. And when you unzip it, it actually just sort of looks like you're wearing sort of stylish hoodie.
Very cool. Good. The thumb loops, I see.
Also has the thumb loop, which is a very good idea, of course, something like this where you might be putting on some kind of flying suit on top.
Right.
And it's nothing worse than having it riding up around your elbow. So we've got the thumb loop.
I mean, just as an aside, I mean, presumably that sort of marketplace, I would have thought they would have had lots of clothes to choose from that would do this sort of job, but obviously not.
Well, that's the whole thing. This guy's been a hang glider for years, and there's nothing that's actually designed specifically for this purpose. I think most of them wear some kind of thermal underneath their flying suit and some kind of head covering, balaclava, hat, but nothing custom made, so
you could have the market all to yourself.
Yeah.
Talking about markets, I noticed that the rack has grown sort of more diverse and a lot more colours in there since, obviously we saw you 12 months ago, but we're only seeing a sort of select amount of things in the UK at the moment. But tell me about a couple of some of the other items you got there.
Sure, well, we've been working on a few new items, boxes, of course. We also have a hoodie with a zip up the front, which is very stylish. Some of the other products in our range that listeners might be interested in are a sleeveless crew, a camisole, some pants which are good for travel, sort of a straight leg with a drawstring waist, they're for women.
So the female section has definitely grown, isn't it?
Yeah, it has. There's a little bit more scope, I think, for women to do different styles.
Yeah.
But also the men would be interested perhaps in the polo shirt, which is very nice. There's also a polo neck.
A vast range, basically, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, you've got heaps of everything. Now, the big question is, have the sort of European retailers that have been coming through the show, have they shown great interest in the whole range?
Yes, look, it's been fantastic. We, of course, don't have distribution quite yet in Europe, but there are many stores who are actually insisting that they want to buy it directly from us in New Zealand because they need it now, which is great.
That makes the trip worthwhile, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Brilliant. And so what are we going to see in the UK then?
This I will have to advise you on. It's being sort of worked out at the moment.
But hopefully we'll be seeing a little bit more of the range. But if people want to see more, presumably they can go on your website, yeah?
Yes, www.silkbody.co.nz. See the whole range there.
Fantastic. Well, I look forward to seeing you again same time next year.
Great. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks for joining us in this podcast, and thanks also to Emily, Chloe, Tom, and Neil for taking a few moments away from their busy schedules. To find out more regarding other podcasts recorded at the show, make sure you return to the Outdoors Station on a regular basis to hear more, or use iTunes to subscribe to the shows and never miss out. So until next time, folks, take care and remember to get outdoors.
This independent programme is produced and hosted by theoutdoorsstation.co.uk.